Life and Leadership Lessons from Indian Wisdom. Mani Pratimaninam Atmani Dvitiyam Mantram Utpadayet. The worthy one should generate within himself an alternate strategy, considering what another worthy adversary may do. Chanakya, the great Acharya of Niti Shastra, gives us an insight into crafting of strategy. This advice from the Acharya has multiple dimensions to dwell on. He guides us that strategies are not based merely on organizational goals, but rather on the ecosystem which surrounds you. The leader should consider the various constituents of ecosystem. Then educate self deeply on the patterns of behaviors of these constituents or subconstituents based on past experience as well as knowledge in public domain. The leader should get into the minds of each of these, and most of all, based on what he or she then gathers through this approach, the strategy for dealing with them should be planned, declares Chanakya. Do this. Make a list of 5 main stakeholders in your current role. Today, spend a few minutes taking a virtual tour of their minds. Now, jot down, what are their main thoughts about? Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. मंत्रो मंत्र फल प्राप्ति ही कर्मानुष्ठानम आय व्यय कर्म दंड प्रणयनम अमित्राटवी प्रतिषेधो राज्य रक्षणम व्यसन प्रतिकारः. डेलिबरेटिंग विद डेप्यूटीज फॉर काउंसिल, सिक्योरिंग द बेस्ट आउटकम्स ऑफ द डेलिबरेशंस थ्रू डिसीजंस, कैरिंग आउट एक्शंस बेस्ड ऑन द डिसीजंस, मैनेजिंग इनकम एंड एक्सपेंडिचर्स टाइटली फॉर द एक्शंस एंड टेकिंग मेजर्स अगेंस्ट फर्दर सेटबैक्स. These are to be done when facing calamities. This is the guidance we have probably been seeking during the present pandemic. Acharya Chanakya has made it very clear that the leader needs to be decisive but not autocratic. He or she needs capable deputies who provide many useful insights. Also, fiscal discipline and backup plans should be considered at all times. Then take action. If you are an organizational leader, use this 5-prong approach during challenging times. Na kashvit kasya chin mitram, na kashvit kasya chidripuhu. Vyavaharena mitrani jayante ripuvastatha. Nobody is anybody's ally nor a foe to begin with. It is the dealings with that entity which makes foes out of allies and vice versa. This sutra from Hitopadesh is a quintessential advice of Niti Shastra pertaining to business strategy. This advice may sound unusual but has a deep practical insight. Organizational purpose is fixed. Values are steady, but strategy is not. It is dynamic and based on prevailing circumstances. While the leader has to always strive to create allies out of everyone, it may not be feasible. So Narayan Bhat's counsel is to not get attached to labels like ally or adversary and determine the same based on context of organization. Some need to be partnered with, others need to be competed with, and that also can change quickly. As a leader, have you been trained on what makes a suitable ally? Or what makes a competitor vulnerable? Introspect now. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.
उत्थानेन सदा पुत्र
प्रयतेथ युधिष्ठिरः नहि उत्थानम ऋते दैवम राज्यम अर्थम प्रसादयेद। फॉर ऑल राउंड प्रोग्रेस ओ युधिष्ठिर ऑलवेज एक्सर्ट सेल्फ। प्रोविडेंस अलोन विदाउट एफर्ट डज नॉट सर्व द रॉयल ऑब्जेक्टिव ऑफ प्रॉस्पेरिटी विद गुड गवर्नेंस। The ancient master Vyas Rishi tells us that the ideal of leadership is far from that of mere management of work. This counsel from the Mahabharat also declares that hope is no strategy of success. Impeccable planning followed by resolute action is. The leader does not empower and sit back, but must lead the way through self-effort. He or she has to realize that good governance is also about being perceived as one amongst the troops. When you delegate work as a leader, do you also delegate some to yourself? Mitra Shatrum Yatha Yogeh Kuryat Swavashvartinam उपायेन यथा व्यालो गजः सिंहो अपि साध्यते। इट इज़ पॉसिबल टू इन्फ्लुएंस एंड विन ओवर एन एलाय एंड इवन एन एडवर्सरी विद जुडिशियस एफर्ट अडॉप्टिंग द राइट मीन्स ऑफ डूइंग सो। जस्ट एज इट इज़ पॉसिबल टू टेम इवन द वाइल्ड स्नेक एलिफेंट एंड लायन। शुक्र डिलीवर्स द नेक्स्ट इंसाइसिव विजडम बाय कन्वेइंग that there is no relationship which is unmanageable. Just the right approach is to be identified and used. The first thing to learn is that there are no friends and enemies, least of all permanent ones. There are only allies and adversaries. Secondly, allies also need to be humored and adversaries must be converted into affiliates. Thirdly, these means need to be learned and practiced by the leader, says Shukra. Introspect now. Is your leadership style one which wins over people?
यद्योप्युपायाश चत्वारो निर्दिष्टः साध्य साधने संख्या मात्रं फलं तेषां सिद्धि ही सामनी व्यवस्थिता। Although four expedients have been pointed out for accomplishment of one's objective, the use of three of them is to make up numbers of options. True success lies firmly with conciliation option. This sutra from Narayan Bhat continues with the earlier theme of relations and interactions of the leader. It explains that the wise leader who recognizes the virtues of another leader has four methods of dealing with the opposite leader. They are conciliation, incentive, differential treatment, and penalty. The option of conciliation, that is, placation by dialogue, is always the first and most preferred. It works at most times, has least disadvantages, and as such, is a must-have skill for the leader. Today, evaluate. Do you use a win-win approach in all interactions?
Vachastatra prayoktavyam yatrokcham labhate phalam sthayi bhavati cha atyantam ragah shukla pate yatha. Power of speech should be employed in such a way that when used, it bears fruit. As if a dye on a white cloth, durably. This sutra provides powerful guidance to the conversations of the leader. Acharya Vishnu Sharma declares that the leader should, number one, speak only selectively. Number two, carefully select words and tone of speech. And number three, ensure that the chosen occasion, place, and content should produce lasting and pervasive impact. Imagine how mindful the leader would then be with verbal communication. As a leader, how economical and inspiring are you each time you speak?
Mrivuna salile nahanyama nanya vaghrishyanti gire rapi sthalani upajapa vidam chakarna japaeha kimuchetansi mriduni manavanam.
Just as the edges of rocks being continuously rubbed against, even by gentle water, get worn out, what then of the tender hearts of humans that are affected by the slander of those skilled in instigating against their own people? Referring to leaders, one of the great acharyas of Niti Shastra advises them to guard against rabble-rousers. Vishnu Sharma warns that the leader has to continuously understand who is a well-wisher and who is a troublemaker when listening to counsel. He warns that the leader's emotions are always subject to being manipulated by those around him or her. There are likely to be mischief mongers attempting to provoke the leader. Identifying the slander through careful analysis and taking quick action against the incendiary is an imperative for the leader, says the Guru. Reflect now. Are you surrounding yourself with the right deputies and associates? Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.
Nayavid bhirnave ragye sad sachopadarshitam purva eva bhavat pakshast sminna bhavaduttarah.
The experts in politics taught him both the fair and unfair means known in strategy. The leader always chose the former and never the latter option. Pandit Kalidas, the great poet philosopher, teaches us what the best leaders practice. The Raghuvansham is a powerful chronicle of a line of illustrious leaders. Telling us about Raghu, the son of Dilip, he reminds us that the leader has knowledge of all means and methods. He examines the situations, both normal and unusual, and the parties involved therein, and always finds the righteous option to get favorable outcomes. The choice of the leader is to never tread the path of unrighteous action. This enhances the organization's credibility, says Kalidas. Examine your predilection towards an approach in difficult circumstances. What does it reveal to you about self? Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.